Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time. The light of God is increasing as people begin to awaken on Earth, and this light is pushing everything that conflicts with the harmony and balance of our Father, Mother, God to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. We are in the process of purging the human miscreations that are causing so much pain and suffering for people all over the planet. Consequently, humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Planetary and celestial events are causing the frequency of vibration on Earth to be greatly accelerated. This is occurring within every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. This shift of vibration is tangibly affecting every man, woman, and child at a cellular level. Even if people do not understand exactly what is happening to them, everyone seems to be aware that something very unusual is taking place in their physical bodies, in their emotions, and in their thinking processes. Today we're going to explore what we can do to ease the discomfort of this phenomenon, and we're going to talk about how we can handle all of this energy. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that is serving as an open door through which the light of God is flowing to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, because of these incredible shifts of vibration, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we are able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with greater joy, expectation, and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we are beginning to understand and know that the light of God is increasing on Earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is true for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your particular facet of the divine plan. During this hour together, we will all work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or if you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the intervention of the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Together we continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as the unfathomable love of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within each of our hearts. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love that flows from all of our heart flames around the earth. This grid of love expands the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. As the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God flows from heart flame to heart flame, forming this grid of love, we realize that this is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God now flows on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth, the patterns of perfection for the transformation of this planet. During our special time together today, please remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Planetary and celestial events are causing the frequency of vibration on this planet to be greatly accelerated within every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. This shift of vibration is tangibly affecting every man, woman, and child at a cellular level. Even if people do not understand exactly what is happening to them, everyone seems to be aware that something very unusual is taking place in their physical bodies, their emotions, and their thinking process. People around the world are experiencing all kinds of unusual things due to this accelerated vibration. Millions of people feel like they are in a blender or riding an emotional roller coaster as they go about their daily activities. People are having dramatic mood swings, which are very out of character from their usual behavior patterns. Other people are complaining about having abnormal bouts with fear, anxiety, stress, and even panic attacks. Now, I know that there are a lot of stressful things taking place in people's lives due to the collapse of the economy, the housing debacle, the loss of jobs, etc. But at some level, this unusual phenomenon is happening in everyone's life, regardless of whether or not they are being personally affected by outer world circumstances. People are experiencing all kinds of unusual physical symptoms as well, which have not been part of their past experience. Many people are telling me and are sharing this information with other light workers all over the planet that they're having headaches, maybe for the very first time, or painful back problems. Others may not be able to focus their thoughts, or they feel like their short-term memory may be failing. People are experiencing unexplained flu-like symptoms, unusual allergies, excessive fatigue, sleepiness, or insomnia. They're experiencing joint and muscle pain, trouble with their cellular structure and their muscles and their bones. People feel stress in their digestive situation, their digestive problems. They feel dizziness and lightheadedness and every other physical, mental, and emotional malady under the sun. It is important for all of us to realize that this acceleration process that we are going through is a necessary part of the purging and the rebirth that needs to take place in order for us to physically manifest the patterns of perfection in the new earth. It's important for us to check these things out and not just assume that it's a shift of energy. There may be something medical taking place, but my experience is that many, many people who are feeling these symptoms have gone to their doctors, have gone through the tests, and nothing specific can be identified. Fortunately, the Company of Heaven has revealed important information and given us very powerful tools that will assist us to complete this process quickly with fewer of these painful symptoms. One of the things that needs to take place is that we need to raise the vibration of our four lower bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Because the higher our bodies are vibrating, the less stress this added influx of light will have on our bodies at a cellular level. There are a few very easy things that we can do, in addition to using the tools and techniques that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven and our Father, Mother, God. We can raise our vibrations by eating more organic, raw fruits and vegetables that carry a higher vibration and a life ether that raises the vibration of our physical bodies. We can raise the vibration by consuming a lot of pure drinking water, purifying and flushing our system out. We can also raise our vibrations by listening to uplifting music, thinking positive thoughts, walking in nature, relaxing in water, reading inspirational books, playing, loving, laughing, meditating, praying, and everything else that opens our heart and fills us with joy. As we move through this ascension process, we must know that it is not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for us to stay stuck in the painful situations that are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted and transformed into light. Quite the contrary. It is their desire that we utilize the precious tools and the techniques that they have given to us, and that we apply everything we know to raise our own vibrations so that we can ascend quickly into the fifth dimensional frequencies of harmony and balance and transcend this discordant frequency of vibration that we may be experiencing now. In the higher frequencies into which we are ascending, we will gratefully experience the vibrant health, eternal youth, abundance, peace, love, and abounding joy that is part of our natural divine birthright and that is awaiting each of us at this very moment. Now, in previous radio programs, I have shared information with you about a vitally important global event that will be taking place August 15th through the 20th of this year, 2009. And I'm not going to go into all the details about that again, but if you have not heard about this event and you would like more information on it, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And you can go to the important information section, to the newsletter archives, and read the March newsletter for 2009. The article is titled, This is Our Moment. You can also listen to the radio program that I shared this information on BBS Radio, and it's the March 3rd radio program in the archives, and it's titled, This is Our Moment. It is important for all of us to participate in this rare event, and the article on the website and the archives radio program discuss the various ways that we can participate, but this is truly a global activity of light that is going to affect each and every one of us. And if we listen to our hearts, our I Am Presence, our God Self, will guide us unerringly on how each and every one of us can participate in a way that will greatly add to the light of the world. The purpose of this facet of the divine mission is to assist humanity and all life evolving on Earth to quickly transmute and transcend the surfacing negativity that is causing so much pain and suffering in not only our four earthly bodies, but in the physical lives of people all over the planet as we go through the purging and cleansing of the distortions in our economic system, our healthcare systems, our governments, the consciousness of war, the extreme imbalances going on in our religious beliefs, and all of the other things that have caused so much pain and suffering. In order for this critical and monumental facet of the unfolding divine plan to be God victoriously accomplished in perfect alignment with the highest good for all life on this sweet earth, the beings of light have indicated to us that it is very important for humanity to be vibrating at the highest frequency of divine light that we are capable of receiving. This is why we are going through this greatly accelerated vibration and increase in our four lower bodies. This is happening at an atomic cellular level. And under the direction of our I Am Presence, we are being raised the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. We are being pushed to the greatest level of vibration that we can endure, and this is causing some of the symptoms and some of the stress in our four lower bodies that I've mentioned to you. I assure you, our Father, Mother, God would never be allowing this acceleration of vibration if it was going to cause more harm than good. But this is why the Company of Heaven is now asking that we redouble our efforts during the next few months to raise our vibrations and to increase the light that is flowing onto the planet. Now, between this moment and the global influx of light that will take place in August, there will be several opportunities for humanity to join together in global meditations to increase the light that we are adding to the world. On June 7th, there will be the Global Festival of Humanity, the full moon that takes place in the sun cycle of Gemini, through which this global activity of light greatly adds to the light of the world. We also have the summer solstice, which takes place on June 21st. There will be another activity of light that's called Fire the Grid. It will be a meditation that takes place on July 28th, 2009. And there will be many other opportunities. Pay attention, see what's brought into your sphere of awareness, and be alert to the opportunities that you are being given to add to the light of the world. Now, all of these events that will be taking place will greatly add to the light of the world. However, what you and I do on a daily basis by joining in consciousness with lightworkers around the world between now and that cosmic moment will expand the light on Earth exponentially. Our unified efforts will raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our earthly bodies into frequencies beyond anything we have ever experienced. That is because of the myriad things that have taken place over the past few years, and the fact that we are now able to receive more light than ever before. This activity will catapult each of us toward the vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies that vibrate with fifth dimensional frequencies. This, in turn, will greatly empower our ability to be effective instruments of God during this unparalleled time of Earth's ascension into the light. We will infinitely expand our ability to be the chalice of light through which the light of God will flow to transform this planet and all her life into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. This is the goal and the divine intent of our weekly radio program. but because we are being asked to redouble our efforts, it's important for all of us in our own sacred space, in our own time, to join in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world as we go about our daily activities moment by moment. Those of you who are familiar with our work know that over the past several decades, we have shared in myriad ways the information and the powerful tools that have been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. Now, because of the urgency of the hour, we have been asked by the Company of Heaven to compile some of these wondrous gifts from on high into a set of 2 CDs that people all over the world can easily use to transform their 4 earthly bodies and to accelerate the vibration of their vehicles so that they will be able to withstand more light. Together, we will empower our ability to transform our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and we will raise the frequency of our earthly bodies into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies that manifest all of the eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection that was originally intended for us and is certainly now our divine birthright. We are powerful beyond our knowing, but when we, with divine intentions, join our hearts, our power is expanded beyond our comprehension. The Company of Heaven said that the advantage of using CDs such as this to help us with our physical transformation is that even when we are working alone in our homes, we can join in consciousness with people all over the world who are using the same CDs with us. And it's like our radio program. In the eternal moment of now, no matter when we are invoking these tools that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, we are adding to this building momentum of light, this chalice through which the light of God is flowing. When we are doing the same invocations, meditations, and visualizations as thousands of people all over the world, our efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This is why things such as the Lord's Prayer are so incredibly powerful, because whenever we say the Lord's Prayer, we are adding to the force field of light and connecting with the total momentum of that beautiful prayer that has ever been expressed since it was first given to us thousands of years ago. This collective consciousness creates a building momentum of light that our God selves can use to transmute and transform the negativity that is surfacing in our individual lives and in the collective lives of all humanity. This important set of CDs is titled Physical Transformation, and we are offering them at a reduced rate if you are interested in receiving these tools. You can order the physical CDs or you can download them from the website onto an MP3 file for your computer. If you already have these CDs, which thousands of people do, please continue using them to enhance the building momentum of this force field of light that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. If you do not have these CDs and you're interested in participating in your own physical transformation and in participating in this opportunity to add to the light of the world that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven, you may order these CDs through our secure shopping cart on our website. Just click on the products link and then click on the link that says Sale Items. Our website address, once again, is eraofpeace.org. Now, I would like to share with you some of the information that is being given from the realms of truth to humanity regarding our physical transformation at this important and critical time. For eons of time, there have been prophets, seers, religions, and holy books who have foretold of a coming age when heaven would manifest on earth. The prophecies revealed that during that auspicious moment, humanity would awaken from our long exile in darkness, and we would begin to remember who we are and why we are here. We were told that during that time we would develop our latent powers within, and we would discover that we are not the fragmented, fear-based human egos that we have erroneously accepted as our reality. Instead, during that time we would become aware and clearly understand that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and we would know all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We were told by the ancient prophets that this would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. We have probably all contemplated at one time or another this lofty vision, but we did not believe or ever imagine that it would occur in our lifetime. It seems as though as long as we thought of this physical transformation taking place in some distant future time, that it seemed like a remote possibility. But for us to think of this as occurring right here and right now, that just seemed far too good to be true. But to the amazement of all of humanity, and even many members of the Company of Heaven, that cosmic moment has finally arrived. This is the time for which we have all been waiting. It is the dawning of the age long foretold by the ancients, when heaven will manifest on earth, and the patterns of perfection from the heavenly realms will become a tangible reality in all of our lives. This is the age when humanity will be transfigured into the infinite perfection of our solar-like bodies, not because someone waves a wand and transfigures our bodies for us, but because each and every one of us will learn how to reverse the adverse effects of the fall which caused the gradual disintegration and decay of our four lower bodies. And we will learn how to accelerate the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until they merge and become one with the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies, through which our I Am presence, our God Self, will take full dominion. The day of domination and control by humanity's fear-based, discordant human egos has passed. Through miracles that have taken place over the past several decades, a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness for every evolving soul on earth has reached the threshold now of the fifth dimension. Humanity's I Am presence, our true God Self, has directed each of us to focus within our heart and experience the truth that is now unfolding. Our God Self now has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Every man, woman, and child's I Am presence is now standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This transfiguration is occurring through each of us now at a cellular level as the vibration of our four earthly bodies is being accelerated. We have the ability to increase and amplify this process, moving us quantum leaps forward so that this will not be a process that drags out slowly over a very long period of time, but rather through which we take a quantum shift in energy, vibration, and consciousness in the twinkling of an eye. This is the moment we have all been preparing for since we first fell from grace eons ago. The heavens are rejoicing, and the elation pouring forth from the Company of Heaven is boundless. Now we have the responsibility of listening to our I Am Presence, that voice within the divinity that is guiding us unerringly toward our highest potential. As we listen to our I Am Presence, we will see how we can assist with the tangible process of our physical transformation. In order to attain our victory in the light, we need only to lift up in consciousness and to deliberately step through the open door that is being presented to us by our I Am Presence, the door into our eternal freedom. This is the dawning of the age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age of spiritual freedom, when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God is being permanently healed, and the truth of our own divinity is beginning to resonate as a tangible reality within the heart of every child of God evolving on this planet. Awakening is taking place within every heart flame. Consequently, change is being experienced by every single person on this planet. Physical transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. Some people are feeling it very clearly. Others haven't grasped the concept of what's happening yet, but they know something very unusual is taking place within them. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy evolving on this planet. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness. And this seed is now being activated by this tremendous influx of God's light that is occurring through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet. This seed of transformation is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light, and lifting us up to touch the fifth dimensional realms of illumined truth. This is empowering us to integrate the infinite perfection of our fifth dimensional physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. It is creating the sacred space for humanity to become the perfection of our I Am Presence, right here and right now, tangibly manifest in the physical world of form. At this time, we are being given an unprecedented opportunity for our I Am Presence and our fifth dimensional solar light bodies to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional earthly bodies. Just think about that for a moment. This opportunity is unprecedented in the history of time. Because of the myriad activities of life that have taken place over the past several decades, this miraculous transfiguration can now occur at an atomic and subatomic cellular level. Once this is accomplished, we will be portals through which the totality of our I Am Presence will be able to function on Earth to bless all life. As the light of our I Am Presence floods the physical plane with God's infinite perfection, the humanly created shadows of discord, the human miscreations, which consists of anything less than the immaculate concept of God's harmony and balance, will be transmuted, and heaven on earth will become a manifest reality. Through the unified efforts of the Company of Heaven and the embodied light workers on Earth, which include you and me, and potentially every human being, we can change this effort and manifest the changes effortlessly. The beings of light have indicated that we are in the midst of a critical point in time during which the incoming power of God's transfiguring light is building to great intensity. This will accelerate in vibration daily and hourly, moment by moment, until the events in August, when we will be given the opportunity to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity, allowing the transformation on planet to be accomplished instead of in years, in a twinkling of an eye. This is signaling the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy to stimulate the spiritual growth of humanity. Lightworkers around the world are being called to assist in this holy endeavor. Be still and know, and you will hear the voice of your I Am Presence confirming this truth and revealing to you your particular facet of this unfolding divine plan. As humanity listens to the I Am Presence within, more and more life streams are becoming aware that this is a peak transmission period. People are sensing the opportunity at hand, and they are volunteering to cooperate with the divine plan by becoming instruments of God. They are consciously anchoring the incoming light into the hearts and minds of all humanity through the I Am Presence of every evolving soul. And through the direct permission of the I Am Presence, this light is being projected into the physical substance of Earth. The number of lightworkers around the world who are deliberately working to fulfill their unique facet of this unfolding divine plan is legion. And the groups of lightworkers who are joining together to participate in various divine ceremonies and activities of light for the benefit of all humanity are without measure. The gratitude pouring forth from the heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, in response to humanity's selfless service to the light, is awe-inspiring. It is hard for us to grasp the magnitude of what is occurring on Earth, but if we go within to the divinity of our heart and listen, we will know. During this cosmic moment, the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child is flooding the earthly bodies of each one with the maximum frequencies of healing light that cosmic law will allow. The intent of this divine intervention is to prepare every soul evolving on Earth to be able to withstand the integration and the fifth dimensional solar light bodies and the I Am Presence. This process of divine alchemy will result in transforming humanity from carbon-based planetary human beings into the crystalline-based solar light beings that we will be in the fifth dimension. Humanity is in various stages of readiness for this transformation, and these physical changes are affecting people in a multitude of different ways. There are lightworkers who have been preparing for decades for this moment. Others have recently awakened and are just beginning to realize the momentum of this opportunity at hand. There are many others who are still in a deep sleep spiritually, and they do not have a clue about what is happening to them at this time. For this reason, there is an urgency of the hour. Because of the urgency of the hour, a special cosmic dispensation has been granted by our Father, Mother, God. This dispensation will allow the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and the directors of the elements to assist humanity in unprecedented ways. These beings of light have been given permission to work with our body elementals, the intelligence within our four earthly bodies, to greatly accelerate the process of ascending into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. This will allow our I Am presence to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings much sooner than we ever dreamed possible. What this means on a personal level for each of us is the physical transformation we have always known would one day occur in the evolution of Earth. The reason for this divine intervention are manifold. But most importantly, as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. As we apply the universal truths that are associated with physical transformation, which are being revealed to humanity from on high at this time, we will create an upward rush of light and love that will form a pathway for our fellow human beings to follow as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. The mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements have been given permission to amplify every effort we make toward this holy endeavor, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Daily and hourly, these beings of light will work with our individual I Am presence and our body elementals to transform our earthly bodies into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. The Elohim and the directors of the elements will blaze the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, known as the Circle of the Sacred 12, through our fifth-dimensional solar spines and our corresponding 12 solar chakras. All we have to do is ask for this divine intervention. It's as simple as saying, I ask the mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements to amplify the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity through my solar spine and my solar chakras. This crystalline sacred fire will blaze in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Then these august beings of light will fill the energy, vibration, and spaces, the bonds and spaces in between the atomic and subatomic particles with transfiguring divine love from the very heart of God. This incredible gift of assistance is just the beginning. As we proceed day by day, we will ascend further into the frequencies of the fifth dimension, thus creating a pathway of light over which the recalcitrant souls who have chosen to ascend with the rest of humanity will find their way out of the darkness that blinds them and has blinded them for eons of time. So now I ask that you please join with me and the other light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness as we empower this physical transformation. One of the gifts that is being greatly amplified at this time by the mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements is the magnificent ascension flame. The angels of the ascension flame and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire are also joining with us now to amplify this activity of light. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart and focus now on the full divine momentum of the magnificent opalescent as divinity of the ascension flame. I will state this in the first person so each of us can experience it personally and tangibly, but know that as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, we are invoking this light into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this sweet earth. I now invoke the infinite power of the crystal and white ascension plane. Beloved victorious presence of God, I am in me and in all humanity. Beloved legions of the crystal and white ascension plane, seal, seal, seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, all her governments, and all of her peoples in the oceans of the mighty ascension plane. Let this sacred fire from the heart of God penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, lifting and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration now and forever. Let the ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving Earth's evolution. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection and eternal light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan fulfilled. I am a director of the ascension flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. Now, in oneness of consciousness, with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I realize I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am the final effect of divinity established on earth. I am the divine plan now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action. I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am the final effects of divinity established on earth. I am the divine plan now made manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God's most holy name, I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, clearing the sacred space for my I Am presence to take full dominion. I accept that this activity of light is now unfolding within every heart flame, expanding and expanding through the momentum of my divine intentions. Feeling this energy securely anchored through your heart flame, precious one, open your eyes now and become aware of the activities of light unfolding before you in the physical realm. I'd like to mention once again that the set of two CDs that are 2-hour-long CDs filled with activities of light to help you integrate your I Am presence and transform your physical bodies are available now at a reduced rate on our website. These CDs are called Physical Transformation, and you may order the CDs through our secure shopping cart on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. Just click on the product link and then click on the sales item link, and you'll go directly to the secure shopping cart. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realm of Lumen Truth, please look at the opportunities that are available on our website. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times. Beloved ones, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and on behalf of all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Listen to your heart, and your I Am presence will guide you in perfect alignment with exactly what you need to do to fulfill your divine plan during this important time. Please join with us again next week for another global activity that will help us all add to the light of the world. Once again, as you go through this week, remember, I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effects of divinity reestablished on earth. I am the divine plan, now manifest in the world of form. And so it is. As God in action, I am. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.